Crossing the Line. LAPD Foreign Prosecution Unit. South of the border is no longer safe for criminals. Los Angeles Times, December 13, 1987. 7 years ago, the body of first grader Lisa Ann Rosales was found dumped in a ditch near her home in Pacoima. She had been sexually molested and strangled. The case was not an easy one for the Los Angeles Police Department. It took a tip 5 years later for detectives to identify a suspect, and then they discovered that the man had fled to his native Mexico. In previous years, the case might have ended there, with police thwarted because the suspect was beyond the reach of U.S. laws. The problem, which had long frustrated American law enforcement officials, was that Mexico refuses to extradite its own citizens to the United States for trial, despite the existence of an extradition treaty between the two countries. But this time, the case did not end. Detectives turned to a new squad in the LAPD, the Foreign Prosecution Unit. 6 months after the Los Angeles detectives decided that they knew who killed Lisa Ann Rosales, Mexican authorities were handed a complete file on Luis Raúl Castro, translated into Spanish, and were even told where he could be found. They took the case from there. Today, Castro stands convicted in a Mexican federal court of murder. He's expected to be sentenced by the end of the year and could serve up to 40 years in a Mexican jail. Before we had the Foreign Prosecution Unit, people were literally getting away with murder, said Lieutenant Keith Ross, supervisor of the unit. The fact was, we were not actively pursuing Mexican suspects that fled to Mexico. That has changed. The Rosales case is one of many examples of how Los Angeles crime means Mexican prison time since the four-member unit began working with Mexican authorities in 1985. Since then, 48 Los Angeles cases, all but three involving murder, have been brought in Mexico. More than half the suspects have been captured, convicted, and jailed there. Is it legal? Scattered cases have been brought in other countries as well, including one in France. The first thing people ask is, can you do that? Is that legal? Ross said. The answer is that it is a legitimate means of prosecution that is available to us. But some legal observers question whether suspects should face Mexican justice for American crimes. They argue that Mexico's justice system affords defendants few of the protections of the U.S. system. Most notably, defendants do not have a chance to face their accusers. The testimony of the American witnesses is delivered solely through documents. My first reaction is that it presents an enormous problem, said Leon Golden, executive director of the Los Angeles chapter of the National Lawyers Guild. We're talking about the LAPD acting as an arm of our government, using court procedures in Mexico that wouldn't pass muster here in a moment.